it was a powerful EF4. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The National Weather Service has given that rating to the tornado that tore through much of Mississippi on Friday night. That means the winds were clocked at 165 miles per hour.
National Weather Service says it was about a mile and a half long, and it is full of debris, projectiles from homes, pieces of wood that turned into missiles, literally flying through the air. 25 people have lost their lives in Mississippi, one in Alabama.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray, the number of dead could go higher. Search and rescue teams are pouring over piles of debris. In a couple of hours, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves will provide an update. He'll be joined by the head of FEMA and the Secretary of Homeland Security. Rescue workers are sifting through rubble in Pennsylvania. Five people are missing after an explosion at a chocolate factory. Three people were killed. Lots of federal lawmakers want to ban TikTok, but not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Democrat posted a video to the popular Chinese app arguing against a ban.
AOC taking her pro-TikTok stance after lawmakers on both sides of the aisle grilled the company's CEO over security concerns. Now, earlier this month, a bipartisan group of senators introduced the Restrict Act, which would allow the federal government to ban foreign-produced tech, including TikTok.
Fox's Brooke Singman, instead of a ban, the congresswoman is calling for new data protection laws.
They've done really nothing to satisfy me that this is not just another spy tool of the Chinese. This is like an electronic version of the spy balloon.
House Republican Bill Johnson, America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He's not an opponent yet, but former President Trump made sure to shade Florida Governor Ron DeSantis during a campaign rally in Waco, Texas last night.
Remember one thing. Florida has been tremendously successful for many years, long before this guy became governor.
DeSantis hasn't entered the 2024 presidential race, but is widely expected to. Another potential GOP contender is Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who's scheduled to give the commencement speech at George Mason University in May. Some students have launched a petition drive to cancel his appearance. He got comfortable. A little too comfortable. Police in Washington state say a stranger who started living in somebody's home has been removed.
Mill Creek police tell Fox 13 Seattle 24-year-old Daniel Tomiaga faces charges for drugs, theft, and burglary after allegedly breaking into a home, living in the attic with the owners inside. A homeowner calling police after smelling cigarette smoke, finding drug paraphernalia, a makeshift bed, half-eaten food, and a heater running in an upstairs loft. Officials not finding anyone but say Tomiaga snuck in again, taking him into custody, finding him with fentanyl, methamphetamine, and items he allegedly stole, including a passport, wallet, and $3,000. Police say Tomiaga has a criminal history, including two felonies, adding it's unclear how long he made himself at home. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New homes in New York State may have one thing in common in the future, an electric stove. Lawmakers could enact the first ban on gas stoves for new single-family homes. Existing homes would not be impacted. The measure was included in the governor's budget proposal. Some Republicans are pushing back. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.